USA News. I'm John Schaefer. FEMA is preparing for Hurricane Idalia as the storm is set to make landfall in Florida on Wednesday.
The president quickly approved an emergency declaration in advance of the storm in Florida, turning on the many tools that are available at my disposal to provide the governor any support or resources he may need.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell said personnel and rescue resources are being deployed to Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. Criswell warned residents to take the storm seriously. She expects Idalia to strengthen to a major hurricane by the time it makes landfall. Former President Trump says he made the right decision by skipping the first Republican primary debate last week. In a post on Truth Social, Trump claimed his poll numbers are up following what he called the very boring debate. He skipped the event and instead sat down for an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson that aired the same night. The White House says Americans are paying too much for prescription medications.
1 in 5 seniors struggle to pay for prescription drugs. In fact, Americans pay 2 to 3 times more for prescription drugs than citizens in other developed countries.
Domestic policy advisor Neera Tanden detailed the administration's program, allowing Medicare to negotiate drug costs under the Inflation Reduction Act. The Biden administration has selected 10 drugs for the first round of price negotiations with pharmaceutical companies. Best Buy expects tech sales to decline and hit a low this year. The electronics store said it's lowering its forecast for the year despite exceeding its own expectations last quarter. And a new study shows that using medical or recreational marijuana runs the risk of developing cannabis use disorder. According to the CDC, to have the disorder, a person must have 2 or more symptoms of craving weed, becoming tolerant to it, using more than they meant to, experiencing withdrawal, or not being able to quit. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The mayor of Miami is suspending his presidential campaign after failing to make the debate stage last week. Francis Suarez made the announcement Tuesday in a post on X. He's the first candidate to drop out of the race for the Republican nomination. Not every celebrity wants to be involved in politics.
Rapper Eminem objecting to presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy using his music at campaign events. The Republican candidate has made it a practice to use Eminem's song Lose Yourself at events and even rapped the song himself during an appearance recently at the Iowa State Fair. A spokesperson for the Ramaswamy campaign says they will comply with Eminem's request. I'm Corey Myers.
Burger King being ordered to face a lawsuit that claims its Whopper burgers are too small. A U.S. judge in Miami rejected the fast food chain's request to have the lawsuit dismissed. The proposed class action lawsuit claims Burger King misleads customers with menu pictures that make the Whopper appear to be 35% bigger and containing twice the meat than what is served. The first trailer is being released for the biblical epic The Book of Clarence. The film tells the story of Clarence, a man intrigued by the influence of Jesus, who becomes a messiah for personal gain. Stars Lakeith Stanfield as Clarence as he works to become one of the apostles. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members of